Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Well, we all know that pleasure, what I like, what makes me feel good, is an extremely powerful motivator. You know, I've told more than a few people in the confessional, you know, if sin didn't feel good, no one would do it. Right? So we know why we do it. It's pleasure. That which is pleasing to me, that which makes me feel good. And you can say, okay, I want to stop this. And you go through using the gift of your reason and your rational mind. And in your mind, you know what's right and you know what's wrong, you know what's good and you know what's evil, and you get it all worked out up here. And then the phone call or the text comes of the person who you're having the adulterous affair with. Or you get on the internet and there's the image or whatever. And what trumps all of that intellectual work? Sure. I want to feel good. That makes me feel good. And like that, you go back into it. Okay? We know that. Just a power, what a powerful force the seeking of pleasure is. Why do people, and then, so when you ask the question, why do people choose evil? I think you just need to go back to what we just talked about and what you know. When I want to feel good, that can trump everything. And I just do it. And I find myself doing it again. That's powerful. Now, we have weak wills. That's the effect, as you know, of the original sin. Original sin is washed away in baptism. Wonderful. You're in the state of grace. You're marked in the family of Jesus Christ. That's why we baptize. That's first order of business. But we're left with the effects of original sin, the church teaches, right? So we have weakened wills. We're easy targets. Now, Adam and Eve, and you heard in the first reading, you've heard this thousands of times, right? Adam and Eve, because we have weakened wills from the effects of the original sin, that implies that our first parents had stronger wills. I don't know if they were as strong as the angels' wills. Remember, the angels had their decision. Some chose God and some chose to reject his plan. They must have had very strong wills. We know they had high intellects, but strong wills too. They knew what they were doing and they had the strength to choose. Adam and Eve must have had at least stronger wills than us. Because there was no original sin at that time. And when you read through Genesis, we don't know how long that time period was, but there's a bunch of things happen. Adam's walking with God, he's tending the garden, he names the animals, time goes by, one day he feels lonely, the Lord gives him the woman, there's some time elapses there, and then the sin. Okay, so it didn't just happen overnight. So they must have had some stronger wills. I think that's fair to speculate. And then the temptation. And that's what makes it, I think, very serious, is because they had stronger wills, so they have less excuse. It's probably part of it. But back to the temptation. We know that as Eve sees that the tree is good for food, is pleasing to the eyes, and will give power, will give her wisdom and power, that those three, we know that those three match the temptations of the Lord. Turn the stones to bread, ask the Lord to save you here if you jump, and I'll give you all the power of the world. Those match. And while she says yes, 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 he says no, no, no. That's another homily to go deeper into that. I want to focus on her second reason. And she saw that it was pleasing to the eyes. Pleasing to the eyes. We're still dealing with that. Oh, we're still dealing with the first and the third. Our bellies will make us sin. And things that are metaphorically similar to that. And our desire for power will make us sin. But just let's focus on the second. How, why we sin for pleasure. It starts from the beginning. And we continue that today. Only God could say no to all sin and bring salvation to mankind, could undo the disobedience. Only the perfect man with the perfect will and the perfect God, God-man, right? Only Jesus could do that. None of the men here could do that. Our wills are too weak to perfectly do that. So it had to be God, incarnate as man. So that makes sense, even rationally. So how do we stop sinning when we're tempted with pleasure? Only with the one who said no all the time. And you can make an argument with the Blessed Mother, of course. But you get my point. We can't do it alone. Our wills are weak. So when you get to the point where in your mind you want to stop sinning, you want to change your behavior, like, I don't want to do this anymore, that's when you need to say, and I can only stop this with you. Because you're the only one that can always say no to sin. I need you, Jesus. We needed you to undo the damage to sin and open up heaven, and I need you every minute of my day. I need you to walk through my whole day with me so I can say no to sin only with Him. Only with Him can we resist temptation.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.